episode 2732, Walk Where No One Wants to Go.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend, enjoying the holiday time. Extra time with family and friends is always great, and especially coming out of the pandemic, you know what? It is time to set your new normal, and what better way than to do it with God Himself? Walk where no one wants to go. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, why stay where you are when you are called to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ? Don't be moved. Walk where no one wants you to go. Acts 20 verse 24 says this, "But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus." You, my friend, have been blessed. God has your name on His divine purpose for you and you alone. No one can fulfill what God has written for you. As the days get longer and the nights become shorter, it's vital to stay anchored in your hope. Hope in Jesus Christ. Because good and bad circumstances, they're going to occur. It's going to show up. It may be knocking on your door right now. And in order to stay the course, you have to be aware and willing to walk where no one wants to go. It's hard, isn't it? Life is not easy. We get curveballs, straight balls, fastballs, every ball you can imagine. We ride the roller coaster. We try to catch things, and it just doesn't happen. It's a mess. But within the mess, there are many blessings. God is fighting your battles, whether you can experience the progress, seeing it with your own eyes, or have faith knowing God's got you. It's all the behind-the-scenes work that we toss aside. Don't let your earthly self confuse what God is creating for you. Yes, you're going to have struggles. You might be in one now, knocking at your door, or once along the way. And let me tell you, it seems like we have been living in a dark cloud. Seriously, everything, one thing after another, whether you want to say it's the age of the house, circumstances, you chalk it up to with our car being stolen, and you're like, oh, well, you know, that's just coincidence. Everything else, air conditioner not working, leaks everywhere. I mean, literally, it's been kind of crazy, and it just hasn't been the last few months. We still have a hole in the wall from leaks that happened over a year and a half ago. Talk about a gray cloud. And then life just happens, and it's like you just can't get out of it. You get sick, you get better. You get sick, you get better. You have bills to pay. You have stuff to do, and you're thinking, but I have a purpose, and I feel it in my heart, but I can't see it with my eyes. You're going to have struggles, but know this. God is in control. Now, that doesn't mean you sit back and chill out waiting for lightning to strike. God doesn't want that either. You have to participate in what God desires for you. So pray daily with God. Ask Him for guidance. Seek what He knows, and then knock, so the door can be opened or even closed for your benefit. Further, don't let frustration and anger rule your day. It's easy to get caught in that. It's easy to say, you know what, this is where I want to be. This is what I should be doing. And then you get mad and you start throwing four-letter words at God. I know, we've all been there. Okay, maybe not with the four-letter words, but some of us, we have that word salad that comes out. You don't have to vomit out all the crap that goes on in your life. God already knows. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to walk this earth. He knows how you feel. He knows what you see. When negative things happen, look for the positive. Search for it with your eyes, your ears, and your heart. Keep in mind, though, you find what you look for. So if you're looking for the negative, guarantee you're going to find miles of it. But go for the positive, it may only be a block worth. But it will be worth everything that you find. Hold on to the hope you have anchored in Jesus Christ. Take aim where God leads and walk where no one wants to go. You have to be willing to do the hard stuff. God's going to be with you, but you have to be willing to step out, to stand up, to give up to Christ and say, you know what, Lord, I know you got me. I don't understand it. I don't understand the mess we're in. Be grateful for the little blessings that do occur. Look for them in the leaves, in the birds. Look for them in the ground, in the bright flowers. See the light in your children's eyes. Find the love between you and your spouse. I promise you, God is giving you cardinal blessings every single day, but you got to look for them. Otherwise, well, guess what? You might as well just be in a gutter, in a ditch, like trash, thrown around because you're just giving up. Stop it. God's got something more in store for you. You are created for so much more. He's been preparing you for this day and every day thereafter. He's already gone before you. Don't wait for him. Be willing to step in. Walk where no one wants to go. Enjoy this beautiful, beautiful, happy 4th of July. Many blessings to you and your family from our family as we celebrate our freedom and independence here in the U.S. of A. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.